We got Kevin from Disciple with us. Woohoo! On the Blast.fm. All right, so Kevin, you got a new deluxe edition of the Skeleton Psalms out April 25th, 2025. Tell us why you were so excited about this project.
Well, always new music. Excited about new music. Putting it out there. And these are some songs that we were, you know, normally I guess when people put out a deluxe edition, they're kind of putting out the B-sides from the album maybe. And these don't qualify for what would be typically known as a B-side. They're more of just songs that we started when we were doing Skeleton Psalms, but we didn't finish them. And we've released a lot of them last year. If You Say So came out, and then earlier this year, Sound the Alarm, and then a couple weeks ago, Resurrecting Reasons featuring TJ Harris came out. There'll be two more songs that are brand new. Promise to Live acoustic version, an EDM version of Executioner. And then,
whoa, an EDM version?
Yeah, I wasn't really excited about that one.
I am. It.
It's really cool.
Nice.
And then we had a CD release concert called Skelevision, and there are six live tracks from Skelevision that will be on there. Three of those tracks are from Skeleton Psalms, and then three of them are older songs. One, Long Live the Rebels, then Oh God Save Us All, and then for the old school Disciple fans, there'll be a live version of I Just Know on there. So pretty exciting. And you have a long history with the song I Just Know.
Yes, absolutely.
Basically, you were the person who basically made I Just Know known to all of New Mexico. So
and parts of Colorado. And whoever,
thank you for that.
Yeah, and whoever else was listening on KLYT FM, K-Lite FM, it was a huge Christian pop rock station, but it was a pop rock station. So for us to add I Just Know at nights on my night show, and it became a big, big hit, lots of requests. Program director allows it on the afternoon drive, still lots of requests. He allows it on the morning drive, still lots of requests, and he goes all day part, and it becomes the number one song of 1999 on KLYT Albuquerque. Still floors you to this day.
Insane.
So these live songs, such as that one, where was this show that you did the songs live, recorded them live?
It was in Ohio, around Cincinnati.
Right on.
The outskirts of Cincinnati.
Nice. So The Blast has been a big supporter of the new track, If You Say So. Tell us more about that song.
Oh, it's basically the mission statement of the band. Andrew and I went to a Def Leppard concert a couple of years ago, and we were riding in the car together, and I would be singing all these high notes of Def Leppard, and he goes, why don't you do that, you know, in a song? And I was like, oh, I don't know. It's kind of, I don't really do that very often. I'm not real good at it. And I said, I would be really insecure doing that kind of stuff. I said, you know, that's more of an 80s thing. And he's like, who cares? No one cares anymore. Just do it. We gotta find a song to do that in. I was like, I don't know. Maybe. We'll try it. So he came up with this riff, you know, that is the If You Say So riff, that down and now now. And I was like, ooh, that is really nice. That sounds like, you know, late 80s, you know, like 1990, you know, really right there in that window. And I said, I like that. Let's work on that. And we never got around to finishing it before the album dropped. And so once, you know, it came out, I don't know what we were doing out on the road, and I was like, let's finish that song, let's do that song. And we started working on it, and I just started just basically writing out our mission statement, you know, kind of that Jesus has the words of life, you know, where else would we go? And this is what we're doing, you know, even when it doesn't make sense, wherever he says go, doesn't matter, we're going to go. And I started really just falling in love with what the song was about. And even, you know, the bridge just is this really emotional call to action, you know, it's here I am, send me. And which has been amazing to play live, you know, it's been a really emotional connecting, you know, with the band and the people there. Just we kind of have this connection moment where we're all praying this prayer to God together. So that song has been amazing. But then there was this high note, you know, that we wanted to try. And so I think we filmed it. So if you look on our social media, you know, you can see me actually doing the real take on our social media. You might have to scroll, you know, a few months ago, scroll back a few months ago, but it's there, and it's me really doing it. And you know, I've never done anything like that before, as long as I've been in this band, which is since day one. And so it was all new, and so trying new things, you know, all these decades later, and I've, you know, been able to do it live for the most part. I think there's been a few nights I missed it, you know, pretty bad, but, you know, cause it's up there in the stratosphere, but, I've been able to hit it pretty well. And, it's been fun. It's by far one of my favorite Disciple songs ever.
So I don't know about you. We're both entrepreneurs. You're the founder of Disciple. I'm the founder of The Blast. And, you know, we're far from the center of the Christian music universe, where a lot of things are more tightly controlled in the adult contemporary realm. I don't know about you, but I enjoy being out on this island and having the freedom to create a powerful Christian rock station the way God is putting on my heart to create it. You've got to enjoy the freedom of being able to create powerful Christian rock music in the way that you feel God created, without labels pushing down on you and pressuring you to do it in a certain way, I would assume.
Yeah, you know, it's the grass is always greener, you know, so it's kind of like I've been in both of those worlds, and honestly, I have a strong appreciation for both. While I do appreciate the freedom to say whatever I want to say, and we do it quite often. And it was really felt so good to get away from having to ask permission to say Jesus, which is a very weird thing to do whenever you're on a Christian label and you're like, you know, just you're saying things about Jesus or using the phrase empty grave and feeling pushback, or, you know, the phrase Prince of Peace, and you're getting pushback that might be a little cheesy. And I'm like, wow, I don't care. But, you know, like,
here's our thing with The Blast. I've heard there were, you know, some Christian rock station out there that didn't want to play Disciple for a while. But our thing is that's part of why we branded ourselves as Real Christian Rock Radio, because nothing's too Christian for us. I mean, there could be something that's too cheesy for us, not a lyric, but maybe a riff or something. Sure. You know. But yeah, nothing's too Christian for us.
Sure. Well, and that side of it was why I was, you know, I was happy to be free of that. But in all honesty, you know, to be fair to them and all those other people, they were really interested in making a great product. And so it wasn't that they didn't love Jesus, and it wasn't that they weren't Christians. And so, you know, there is something to be said about having a team, you know, and while we were with them, we did just that. We made some great music and put out some great songs, and they deserve a lot of credit with helping us do that and making sure that we did that. So, you know, I've seen both worlds, and neither one of them is perfect. But, you know, I'm thankful having had both of those experiences.
So you told me in a previous interview that we did for the Blast.fm with Disciple that TJ Harris of Decipher Down is the best Christian, he's the best singer in Christian rock. How long have you been working on getting a collaboration together with him to sing a song together on this album?
He's the best singer if you don't include our bass player, Dane Allen. So Dane Allen is the lead singer of Loyals. He is the best singer.
But Christian they're not. Music. They're not. But they're not like an overtly Christian rock band, though, right?
No, but he's the bass player of Disciple, so he qualifies. But besides Dane, TJ is incredible. TJ is has. We've always been a huge fan of him, and has, you know, just we love watching him play because he can do that live. You know what he can sing. You know, on the album, you know, he can do live, and he can do it well. He's such a phenomenal singer. What an incredible talent. And for us, we were wanting to... Sorry, Siri's talking to me.
What's she saying? Anything
wrong? I accidentally hit a button. So sometimes when they're deluxe editions, as Josiah was telling me, that people will do a song that they've already released but have a feature, have somebody come and feature it. And he wanted to try that. And I was like, whatever, it's fine. And he was like, well, who could we bring out? And I was like, well, I guess Resurrecting Reasons there are things about that song. It's one of my favorite songs, and there are things about that song I wanted to selfishly go back and redo. Like the tone of my voice was had a lot of saturation and distortion, and also the guitars. I wanted to see if we could clean them up and not have as much saturation and gain on those guitars and have something a little cleaner. And so I selfishly wanted to go back and redo that. And I was like, oh, what if we, it's kind of this almost 90s Southern grunge. It has all of these elements, you know, to this song, the way it feels. I was like, somebody like TJ, who's just has all this soul and can sing all these high notes, and he has that Southern quality. He can do all these really cool runs, these gospel runs that he is part of his blues runs that are part of his repertoire, you know. Mm-hmm. And so it was a good idea to bring him in. And then he sent us his first takes of the song, and we all like looked at each other. We were like, we didn't know it was going to be that good. I mean, we knew it was a good idea, but we didn't know that it was going to be like this grand slam, just out of this world performance that he did. He crushed it. Yes. I mean, it was incredible. I still can't believe it, like how good it turned out, how well it turned out.
So, Skeleton Psalms Deluxe Edition, you got a new track that we just started playing, Sound the Alarm. Tell us about that song.
Such a cool song. Josiah Prince and Memphis Mayfire. Josiah and Kellen wrote it together. And it's such a cool, like, post-apocalyptic type song of just this entity that is, you know, out to get you. And it's, you know, becoming aware of it, really, in this post-apocalyptic kind of way in this song. And just writing songs like that, Josiah is really good at it. And it's very relevant for today, I think, you know, just kind of basically just stay on social media for 10 minutes, watch the news for 5 minutes, you know, and I feel like that song is very, very relevant. So it's been very fun to play, too. Very different type of song in that the chorus is mostly musically driven. There's not very many lyrics in the chorus. The chorus is pretty much a riff. And we've tried that a couple of times, and it's going over really well live. It's got a lot of energy. It's a lot of fun. And so we're having fun with it, man.
Theblast.fm.